我们来读帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章。
Let's read 2 Thessalonians chapter 3.
我们要读要选一部分来读。
We'll just select a passage to read.
我们先读第三节到第五节。
We'll first read verses 3 to 5.
请米诺瓦跟我们读。
But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you do and will do the things we command you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patience of Christ.
就像前书吧，对吧？前书。
First Thessalonians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三节到第五节。
Verse 3 to 5. That no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you, and that we would suffer tribulation, just as it happened, and you know. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means a tempter had tempted you, and our labor might be in vain.
然后读第十一节到第十三节。
And then verses 11 to 13.Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
然后我们读第四章。
We'll read chapter 4.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2 to verse 4.For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
第七节到第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject men, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
最后我们读第十一节到第十二节。
Finally, we'll read verses 11 to 12. That you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that you may walk properly toward those who are outside, and that you may lack nothing.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
We'll finish reading our scripture here.
今天我们要读的这些圣经。
Today, the passages that we've read.
我们都是讲到可以看到都是保罗要讲到主的再来就跟基督徒的生活。
We can see that Paul is speaking of the Lord's coming and the Christian living.
虽然保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹相聚的时间很短。
Although Paul had dwelt with the Thessalonians for a very short period of time.
但是他确实知道这些人已经是有神的有基督的生命的。
Yet he knew that they had the life of Christ.
他们也离开了偶像来归顺了主。
They've also departed from idols and have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他们也是能服侍这位又真又活的神。
And so they have come to serve the true and living God.
而且他们也是要等候神的儿子耶稣基督从天降临。
And moreover, they are waiting upon the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, to come again from the sky.
那保罗就想，既然是这样的话，主的再来就是会影响到我们基督徒的生活。
So Paul, believing that the Lord Jesus coming will affect our Christian living,
我们就要警醒等候。
We need to wait attentively.
在我们的生活上能够配合主的再来。
That in our life it would be compatible with the Lord's coming.
免得主再来的时候我们还没有预备好。
And so that we would avoid being unprepared at the Lord's coming.
所以保罗很关心这些初信主的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul really cares about these new believers.
所以他就从第三章到第四章的前半章。
So he writes in chapter 3 to the first half of 4.
就是讲到说到主再来的时候我们应该过一个怎么样的生活。
And it teaches us how we ought to live before the Lord's coming.
我想在今天的交通里头，我提到有三个点，这保罗是所提到的。
In our fellowship today, I will mention three points that Paul also mentions.
一个就是讲到这个信心的生活。
First is the life of faith.
就是我们的生活不是单单是在在做点工作，在读书。
That our life is not just about going to work or studying.
在属灵上，我们是一个过了一个信心的生活。
But spiritually speaking, we are living a life of faith.
而且第二点就是看到要过一个爱心的生活。
The second point is that we live a life of love.
就是我们活在主的爱中。
That we live in God's love.
主这么的爱我们。
The Lord loves us so much.
那我们就常常活在主的爱中。
So we need to constantly live in His love.
不但爱主，我们也彼此相爱。
Not only should we love the Lord, but we should love one another.
也爱众人。
And to love everybody.
这是第二方面我想交通的。
This is the second point I want to share.
第三点就是一个过一个圣洁的生活。
The third point is that we need to live a holy life.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
也是神的命令。
This is God's command.
所以我们今天就借着这些神的话，我们一起来思想。
So through God's word today, we will meditate on these things.
我们先看一看主要我们过的是一个信心的生活。
So first, we want to see that the life that the Lord wants us to live is a life of faith.
因为在主回来以前
，His prior to His coming，
可以说是一个黑暗的时间。
We could say it was a dark era.
所以这保罗就在罗马书就讲到了。
So Paul in the book of Romans tells us，
他说这个黑夜已深，白昼将近。
For the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
啊，这个对这个主没有回来以前。
And so that to before the Lord's coming.
整个的世界都是在黑暗的当中。
The entire world was in darkness.
黑暗并不是说外面没有太阳。
The darkness is not telling us that there was no sun.
那说到这人心里头，他们看不见神，看不见永远。
But this darkness describes how these people could not see God. And could not see eternity.
所以他们里面是黑暗的。
So within their hearts, they're full of darkness.
所以主耶稣在世上的时候就说到。
So the Lord Jesus tells us.
他说他就是世上的光。
That I am the light of the world.
他说跟随我的就不在黑暗里走。
He who follows me will not walk in darkness.
所以这就是主的门徒所应该有的特点。
And so this is a special point about the Lord's disciples.
所以主在回来以前，
so before the Lord's coming,
这是一个黑暗的时候。
It was a dark era.
所以保罗很爱这些弟兄姊妹。
So Paul really loved these brothers and sisters.
他了解他们所处的环境。
And they understood the environment in which they were in.
他也知道这些人本来是在恶者撒旦的手下的。
And he knew that these people were fallen into the hands of Satan.
就是在我们没有信主以前，主说的全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
And that just like before we have believed, the whole world is in the hands of the enemy.
那神拯救我们。
But when the Lord saves us,
让我们从仇敌的权势底下把我们救出来。
He saves us from the power of Satan.
但是仇敌他并不甘心这些人就离开他的掌管了。
But Satan is not willing that these people leave his authority.
那他说你们已经信主了，我也没办法。
And so now he doesn't say because you've believed, I have no more plans.
但是他就想办法拦阻他们，叫他们信了以后不能够再继续的往前。
But he thinks of ways to impede them so that after they believe that they cannot move ahead.
就像刚才唱的诗歌说，他们不能够再往深里去，也不能再往高里去。
And so just like how we just sang the hymn that they would not be able to go deeper or higher in the walk with Jesus.
仇敌的意思就是让我们一直停留在刚刚得救的情形。
And the enemy's plan is so that we can always stay in the position of how we just believe.
但这个却不是主要拯救我们的目的。
But this is not the purpose of why God has saved us.
所以保罗在这里就提醒他们。
And so Paul here reminds them.
你们要有信心。
That you need to have faith.
他说一个，你们不要被诸般的患难摇动。第三节。
In verse 3 it says, "Do not be shaken by these afflictions."
还有患难。
And there are afflictions.
在我们信主的人这个面前是有一些难处。
And so those who believe in the Lord before us, we will have difficulties.
叫我们这些不要被这些难处所摇动。
And Paul tells us we should not be shaken by these afflictions.
那什么是我们的患难呢？
So what are our afflictions?
我们也知道，我们信了主以后，你会遇到人的反对。
So we know that after we believe in the Lord, we'll receive opposition from men.
这个如果在一些无神论的国家，那是很明显的了。
And so it's very clear in nations without God.
那你假设在现在在中国国内的话，你现在做个基督徒就会遇到这些的患难。
But if you go to mainland China and if you're a Christian, you'll discover many afflictions.
人会反对你。
People will oppose you.
说你的思想太落后了，不符合这个时代。
And they think that your concepts are just too backward.
你是没一些这个很老思想的人。
And you have an old-fashioned way of thinking.
他会反对你。
They will oppose you.
会给你各样的困难。
And give you various difficulties.
比如我们知道，在中国的话，这工作有好多工作是要靠别人跟你来确定的。
And so we know that in China, many jobs are decided upon by other people.
所以这个政府在给你一个工作的时候，会考虑你的宗教信仰是什么。
And so before the government gives you a position, they will consider what kind of religious affiliations you have.
如果你是共产党员。
So if you're a communist person.
那你就会给到你一个好的工作。
And they would give you a good job.
同样是个医生。
Or if you're a medical or a doctor.
你会给你一个最好的医院，让你在那里头工作，有很多的学习。
They would give you the best hospital to work in.
如果你是个基督徒。
But if you are a Christian.
或许就把你放在一个最小的医院，在一个农村里头。
Perhaps they might put you in the smallest hospital in a village.
那到底你是要得到人的称赞呢，还是要靠信心来相信仰望这位主耶稣呢？
So do you want men's praise, or are you going to live a life of faith, trusting in the Lord Jesus?
这是一个试验。
This is a test.
对信主的人是有这些的难处。
And those who believe will have these afflictions.
这是从外面来的难处。
And these are external afflictions.
可能在现在我们在加拿大，可能这种情况比较少了。
And we believe that in Canada, these situations are rare.
但是也不见得的。
But there are others.
但是也可能会碰到的。
And there's a possibility of that happening.
现在你看，从美国、加拿大说，在学校里头你不能有祷告。
And for example, in North America, you cannot be praying in your schools.
这个就是在对基督徒说，就是一个难处了。
And so to Christians, this is difficult.
所以这个在我们基督徒，在信主以后，会遇到诸般的患难。
And so it says that once you're a Christian, you will be surrounded by various afflictions.
会遇到外面这些未信的人，他们反对。
And you will receive opposition from those who have not yet believed.
另外一方面的患难不是来自外面的，乃是我们里面的。
The other form of affliction is internal.
就是我们不肯放下自己。
That we are unable to let go of ourselves.
我们要有自己的目标，要有自己的爱好。
We have our own goal and our own desires.
有的时候我们明明知道这些，可能主不是要我们这样的。
And sometimes we know obviously that this is not what the Lord wants.
那因为我们不肯来顺服主。
But because we're unable to obey the Lord.
那么我们这里面呢，就产生这些难处。
So within we will have these afflictions.
所以有外面的患难，也有里面的难处。
So there are external and internal difficulties.
但是保罗都叫我们要有信心来相信神。
But Paul tells us we need to have faith to trust in our God.
他说这些患难原是命定的。
He said that these afflictions were appointed.
意思就是说，我们有这些难处，是我们信主以后必然会遇到的。
So what he means is that after we believed in the Lord, we will for sure have these afflictions.
就这条路上， 并不是一条宽大的路，随便你怎么走都可以。
And this is not a broad road that however you want to walk, you'll walk.
主耶稣说这条是个窄路。
But the Lord Jesus said that this is a narrow path.
窄路的意思就是你真能够来顺服主。
And on the narrow way, you can only obey the Lord.
你真能顺服主才能走得上去。
If you obey the Lord, then you're able to walk on this path.
所以这个就是我们保罗提醒我们的。
So this is what Paul reminds us of.
那另一方面呢，在第五节所提到的。
And on the other hand, in verse 5 it mentions,
他说，为此我就既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳苦归于徒然。
Says, for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means a tempter tempted you, and our labor might be in vain.
保罗看到他们在环境中间，还有可能他们是会被人引诱的。
And so Paul sees that they're in an environment that they could be easily tempted by others.
这引诱就是叫信徒偏离正路。
And so this tempter, attempts to tempt them away from the true way.
就离开主的道路。
To leave the path of the Lord.
我们来走这条荣誉的比较容易的路。
And to walk upon the easier path.
那我们今天看到在北美这情况也特别多。
And we can see that this is very common in North America.
有人说在北美的话，差不多有两千种异端。
And so, in North America, there are at least 2,000 cults or heresies.
如果你不注意的话
，if you do not pay attention,
那你很容易的被他们受他们诱惑的话，离开主的道路。
It's very easy to be tempted by these people and to leave the path of God.
所以保罗就很关心他们，所以要派提摩太去兼顾他们的信心。
So Paul really cares about them and sends Timothy to strengthen their faith.
所以叫他们要靠主站立得稳。
In order that they may hold on to the Lord and stand firm.
要有过一个信心的生活。
That they may live a life of faith.
就是无论在什么情况底下。
And no matter in what situation.
我们都要来相信我们所信的是又真又活的神。
We need to believe that the God that we believe is a true and living God.
相信我们的主就是用宝血来救赎我们的主。
And to believe that this Lord is the one who has redeemed us with his precious blood.
我们也要好好来读神的话。
And we need to concentrate on reading his word.
在患难中间应该得到神的话，我们心里头得到坚固。
And so that in afflictions, we are able to be strengthened by God's word.
而且我们读了神的话，神就开启我们心中的眼睛，叫我们能够知道什么是神的旨意。
And as we read God's word, may He open our inner eyes that we may understand what His will is.
这样我们就不会受了仇敌的欺骗。
In this way, we will not be deceived by the enemy.
这是信心的生活。
And this is the life of faith.
那第二点就看到爱心的生活。
And the second point tells us the life of love.
第十二节说。
In verse 12 it tells us.
他说愿主叫你们彼此相爱的心，并爱众人的心都能够增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you.
这个节里头讲到两方面的爱。
Here it tells us of two aspects of love.
一个是彼此相爱。
One is to love one another.
一个是爱众人。
And the other is to love everyone.
那我们也可以这么来领会。
So how can we understand this?
我们多半说彼此相爱就是弟兄姊妹之间的。
So often we say love one another, it is between brothers and sisters.
我们对弟兄姊妹要彼此相爱。
And so we need to love one another among the brothers and sisters.
那么爱众人呢？
What does it mean to love all?
对那些还没有信的人，我们就是叫做众人。
And it's to those people who have not yet believed in the Lord.
这可以是这么理会。
So this is how we can understand.
在这个彼得后书也讲到。
So in 2 Peter it tells us.
有了爱，还要加上爱众人的心。
And not only do you love, but you need to love everyone.
但是我们也另一方面可以领会。
So on another hand, we can understand this.
这个彼此相爱是双向的这样的爱。
That loving one another is a mutual kind of love.
是的，你爱我，我爱你。
So it's I love you and you love me.
但是这个爱众人呢？
But loving all.
好像是一个单向的爱。
It is as if it's one-sided.
就说到我们的爱，有的时候是我们彼此相爱。
And so often we think loving one another.
也可能有的时候你爱对方的话，对方确实没有有爱的回应。
It's very likely that when you love others, they will not respond.
就在这个情况之下。
So under these situations.
保罗说，你们的爱心还要增长，还要充足。
Paul says that your love must increase and abound.
即使你感觉不到别人对你的爱。
So even when you do not feel that others love you.
你仍然要爱他。
You continue to love them.
所以这就讲到我们的爱是一个很全面的。
So it shows us that this love is all-encompassing.
我们不但是爱神，
Not only do we love God,
我们也爱弟兄姊妹，爱所有的人。
We love brothers and sisters and everyone.
这爱是很广泛的。
And so this love is very broad.
而且我们可以看到这爱是一个有生命的，是活的。
And we can also see that this love is full of life and living.
要增加的，要充足的。
And that it would increase and abound.
在我们信主以后，我们慢慢也有这样体会。
After we have accepted the Lord, we will understand this.
可能在我们没有信主以前，我们所爱的就是我们家里的人，我们周围的跟我们最近的人。
So before we believed, it's probably likely that we just love our family members and those closest to us.
那么对于更大的一个范围的爱，我们就不太关心他们，不太去爱他们。
But when it extends to a greater sphere, we may not care or love those people.
但是当我们信了主以后，
But after we have believed in the Lord,
主的爱来到我们里面，
The Lord's love enters.
那我们就有主的爱，好像把我们的爱心呢也扩大了。
And so the Lord enlarges our ability to love.
我们不但是爱我们这个周围的人，我们家里的人。
So we do not just love those surrounding us or those in our family.
我们也能爱我们这个所认识的朋友跟同事同学。
But we also love our friends and classmates and those that we know.
好像我们的爱心就扩大了。
It's as if our love has grown.
我们也为了他们这个一些难处，我们会在我们心里头也觉得是有一些负担。
And so for their difficulties, we will have a burden for them.
我们也为了他们的灵魂还没有得救，我们会觉得很着急。
And also we are very concerned about their salvation.
那这就是这个主要给我们的爱。
And so this is the love that God intends to give us.
所以基督徒在过一个爱心的生活实在是很重要的。
So Christians living a life of love is really important.
如果我们在生活中间没有接受到爱，也没有爱的流露，我们会觉得非常的干燥的。
And so if we have not received love or manifested this love, we'll see that our life is very dry.
那保罗说，你们要怎么的爱彼此相爱跟爱众人呢？
So how do you love one another and everyone?
他说，如同我们爱你们一样。
It says, just as we do to you.
保罗把他跟他的同工怎么爱这些信徒，也要信徒这样来爱别人。
And so, however, Paul and his co-worker loves these believers, he wants them to love in the same way.
从这一章里头，我们可以看到保罗跟他的同工是怎么爱弟兄姊妹的。
And so, from this chapter, we can see how Paul and his co-worker loves the brothers and sisters.
我们看见这个保罗，他很关心人。
We can see that Paul really cares about others.
他自己没有办法到帖撒罗尼迦去。
He is not able to be in Thessalonia.
他离开了帖撒罗尼迦以后，他就不知道，可能就没有再有机会能回去看他们。
And after he has left Thessalonica, he is not able to return to see them.
所以第一节说，他就派了提摩太去到那地方去看望他们。
And so in verse 6 it tells us that he sent Timothy to go and see them.
提摩太是他一个很重要的同工。
And so Timothy is a very important co-worker.
是他工作的很需要的。
He's very needed in this work.
但是为了爱弟兄姊妹。
But out of the purpose of loving these brothers.
他关心他们。
He cares for them.
他自己不能去，他就让提摩太去看望他们。
And because he cannot see them in person, he sends Timothy to see them.
我们可以看见保罗说了两次，我们既不能再忍。
And so it says that Paul mentions twice that I could no longer endure it.
哦，他不能够再忍。
I can no longer endure it.
就是这个心里头啊，对这个爱啊，好、啊、叫他没有办法再继续的忍下去。
And so because within his heart there's this outflow of love that he cannot continue to endure it.
这句话、啊、说起来是好像我们觉得也没有什么。
And well, this phrase doesn't seem to mean much to us.
但是我们再好好体会的话，这个弟兄姊妹跟他是也不是自己的亲人，为什么他不能够再忍呢
？So, but if we think about this carefully, these brothers and sisters are not his family members, so why could he no longer endure it?
因为主的爱实在是充满在他的里头。
Because the Lord's love has filled him from within.
他好像把这些人看作是自己的孩子一样的。
And he looks upon these people as his own children.
他不能说我不去关心他们。
He's not able to say, I cannot and will not care for them.
因为他是一个神托付给他，把这些人托付给他的。
Because God has entrusted these people to him.
他是一个牧者。
He is a shepherd.
他不是个雇工。
He is not just a worker.
如果他是个雇工，
If he is a hired hand,
他离开这个地方以后，就再不去想念他们了。
He would just leave this place and not think about them any longer.
但是他是神所设立的一个牧者。
But he is a shepherd established by the Lord.
所以他心跟那信徒的心是相连在一起的。
So his heart and the believers' hearts are connected.
他常常的挂念他们。
And he often remembers them.
有一次我听到黄老弟兄的见证。
One time I heard of Brother Wong's
就是在我们当中的黄老弟兄。
This brother Wong is in our midst.
他说当时在这个日本人在跟日本人打仗的时候。
He said during the Sino-Japanese War.
在他们周围的地方，这个有些地方因为有战争呢，就失去的互相的联络。
And that they have lost all connections with their family members.
所以黄弟兄他们就常常是为这些弟兄姊妹祷告。
So Brother Wong would always pray for these brothers and sisters.
所以他说我要去看看他们，到底他们怎么情形。
And so he would say, I want to go and see these brothers and sisters and see how they're doing.
那个时候交通很不方便。
At that time, traffic was very difficult.
所以他就走了几天才找到那些弟兄姊妹。
So he would have to walk for several days in order to find these brothers and sisters.
当他见到这些弟兄姊妹，他心里头就充满喜乐了。
And so when he saw these brothers and sisters, his heart was filled with joy.
啊，这就是弟兄姊妹中间这样的心连心的这样的爱。
And so he sees that there is this heart connected to heart, and there's love there.
这也是今天我们作为弟兄姊妹需要的。
And this is the type of love that we brothers and sisters need today.
今天我觉得是很亏欠。
Today I feel like I am full of lack.
虽然我在这个地方在服侍主。
Even though I've been serving the Lord here.
但是有些弟兄姊妹也看不到了，也不知道他们到什么地方去了。
But yet I see that some brothers and sisters have left, and I do not know where they've gone.
但是我的心却没有像保罗这样的关心他们。
But yet my heart is not like Paul, who cares so much for these people.
但主赐给我们更多的爱。
May the Lord give us much more of His love.
不但我们爱我们这些常常在一起的弟兄姊妹。
That we will not just love those that brothers and sisters that we see often.
我们也能关心那些不太常来的、不知道他们情形怎么样的弟兄姊妹。
But we should be caring also for those who do not attend regularly.
如同保罗说的，如同我们爱你们一样。
It says, "We love just as we do to you."
保罗爱他们，第二点就是提到为他们。祷告。
And so the second one is that Paul prays for them.
他说不住的祷告。
And it's an unceasing prayer.
第十节说。
In verse 10 it says.
他说我们昼夜切切的祈求。
It says night and day praying exceedingly.
啊，为了弟兄姊妹昼夜的切切的祈求。
And so prayed day and night exceedingly.
不是，我想这保罗这样说的话，他真的是这么做的。
And so I believe that when Paul says such a thing, he does do this.
我们的祷告是应该是主耶稣劝勉我们要不住的祷告。
And for the Lord commands us that our prayers should be unceasing.
但是我们常常在祷告上有很多的亏欠。
But often we are lacking in our prayers.
我们没有为了自己能够不住的祷告。
And we have not been able to pray unceasingly for ourselves.
我们也没有为着教会所不住的祷告。
Or for the church.
我们也没有更为着那些流失的弟兄姊妹不住的祷告。
Moreover, we have not been unceasingly praying for those brothers and sisters who have slipped away.
所以这里看见保罗是不住的为弟兄姊妹代祷。
And so we can see that Paul unceasingly intercedes for these brothers and sisters.
而且在第九节说他为他们感谢神。
And so for verse 9 it says that he thanks the Lord.
而且是说愿他们在这个主的这个道路上能够信心坚固。
And that he prays that their faith will be established.
这就是保罗给我们看到一个很好的榜样。
And so Paul gives us a really good example here.
我们记得在旧约，在大祭司这个出埃及记讲到大祭司的服装的时候。
And so we know that in Old Testament when it tells us of the high priest's outfit.
大祭司在这个外袍上还穿了一件以弗德。
And so the high priest wears this ephod.
我们知道在以弗德上面有一块胸牌。
And so on the ephod there's this breastplate.
有个胸牌上面有十二块宝石。
And there are 12 precious jewels.
就是十二个支派的名字。
And they have the names of the 12 tribes.
那我们知道大祭司的以弗德上面有两块肩牌。
And so we know that on the breastplate, there are two shoulder straps.
这个上面每边都有六个支派的名字。
And on each side of the shoulder straps, there are the names of the six tribes.
那大祭司有一个胸牌，还有一个肩牌。
And so this high priest has a breastplate and also shoulder straps.
这就说明每一次当大祭司来到神的面前的时候。
So it means that every time the high priest comes before God,
他就把十二个支派带到神的面前。
He also brings the 12 tribes before God.
肩牌说代表他负起他们的责任，把这些百姓担在他的肩上。
And so these shoulder straps represent the fact that he has a responsibility to carry these tribes before God.
胸牌就说他把十二个支派放在他的心里头。
And so the breastplate represents that he places these people in his heart.
所以他来到神面前，就是把全会众都放在他的心里，都放在他的肩上。
And so when he comes before God, he is actually bringing the entire people before God.
这就是大祭司。
So this is the high priest.
大祭司的性格。
And this is the nature of the high priest.
这也是我们每一个信主的基督徒我们应该有的。
And this is what we each as believers ought to have.
我们要为弟兄姊妹代祷。
We need to intercede for our fellow brothers and sisters.
我们要把弟兄姊妹放在我们的心里。
We need to place brothers and sisters within our hearts.
这个才能够来叫做彼此相爱。
This way we are able to love one another.
那我们是需要为弟兄姊妹祷告。
And so we need to pray for our brothers and sisters.
但是我们也要注意。
But we also need to pay attention.
当我们在公众的时候为弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，
that when we publicly pray for our brothers and sisters,
我们要注意不要来这个影响那个人的隐私。
We should not bring our own personal influences into our prayer.
就是不要使得别人的一些家里的事情你把它给祷告出来。
And we should not be taking their really personal family matters, praying that in public.
有的时候我们就弟兄姊妹是很热心。
And of course, some brothers and sisters are really fervent.
所以听见某个弟兄姊妹他们的夫妻的关系不好了。
And when they hear that these, they have a marital problem.
结果就是还没有经过他们同意，就在祷告聚会说，哎呀，哪个弟兄姊妹他们的这个婚姻起了红灯了。那么需要为他们祷告。
And so sometimes these brothers and sisters, before consulting people as part of the prayer meeting, they would just say that, oh, they reach a red light in their marriage, and we need to pray for them.
这个我们是要注意的。
And so we need to be careful.
除非他们自己提出来，在聚会中间为他祷告。
Unless that person themselves mentions it during a prayer meeting.
否则的话，你就不要 在聚会中间提名为他们这些难处来祷告。
Otherwise, we should not be bringing up such personal matters in the meeting.
你可以这个泛泛的提，有弟兄姊妹有这样的情况就可以了。
And so you can say, in general, that these brothers and sisters need prayer.
你可以在私人的祷告中间，你怎么为他提名祷告，那都可以。
And so that in your personal prayers.However, you mention such matters before God, it doesn't matter.
那这保罗就说到他对这个弟兄姊妹为他们代祷是怎么代祷的。
And so Paul mentions about how he prays for these friends and sisters.
第三个，保罗爱他们，也是表现他警告他们。
And the third thing is that Paul loves them, but he also warns them.
就是刚才我们提到的，他说你们会遇到患难。
And so he says that you will.Meet with afflictions.
你也会到遇到有引惑人的，诱惑人的。
And you'll meet a tempter.
他警告他们。
So he warns them.
就是说到基督徒，你会遇到一些的困难。
And says that Christians will meet up with some difficulties.
因为他还是有爱。
Because he has love.
爱就是要把真实的情况讲出来。
And love will tell the truth.
不要等他们落到患难里头失败了以后，那再来提出来。
He will not wait till they have met with afflictions and failed, and then tell them about.
所以这也是保罗所做的这个服事。
So this is the service on the behalf of Paul.
所以我们看见这个保罗真是有一个要大家过一个爱心的生活。
So we can see that Paul wants us to live a life of love.
他说第十三节说。
He mentions in verse 13.
他说好使你们当我们主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候。在我们父神面前心里坚固成为圣洁无可责备。
So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
他就意思就是说当主的来的时候还看见你们还在神的爱里头。
And so that when the Lord Jesus comes, may he see that you are still in the Lord's love.
我们可能这一生不会不一定每个人都能做很大的事情，很多的事情。
And so in our life, we may not be doing great things or a lot of things.
主也并没有要求我们，在他来的时候，我们有个很地上有很大的工作成绩，能够摆在主的面前。
And so the Lord does not expect us to be able to place this great work that we've done before Him.
但是有一件主一定要我们带来的。
But there is one thing that God wants us to bring before Him.
就是我们是在神的爱里头。
Is how much we have been in His love.
我们能够彼此相爱，也能爱众人。
And that we're able to love one another and to love everyone.
但是主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
那么第三个呢？保罗说呢，还要过一个圣洁的生活。
And so the third thing that Paul mentions is that we need to live a holy life.
当主要再回来了。
That when the Lord is coming.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a holy life.
因为现今的时代是一个邪恶的时代。
Because the present days are evil.
正是需要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
So we need to live a life of holiness.
有一个故事讲到，有一个基督徒带他的孩子到这个农村乡下农村去度这个假。
And so there's a story about this Christian.Who was living in a village.
他就带孩子到 village 里头去过几天的度假。
And so he just went, brought his children there to have a few days holiday in the village.
那么有一次他跟小孩子相聚一段时间以后。
So after he has lived with the children for a few days.
他说他要有事情要到Boston 去个几天。
He told them that he had some things to do in Boston.
那这孩子就很失望了，就说你好容易我们在有一起的度假的时间，现在你要走了。
And so the children were disappointed that it's so difficult to have a few days holiday together. Now he has to leave.
所以这个爸爸就安慰着孩子说，我很快就回来。
And so the father comforted the children and says, I will return quickly.
我们希望在这个回来在车站你们可以跟可以来见到我。
And so when I return, I hope that I will see you at the train station.
那么这个孩子到那天呢就到车站去送爸爸走。
And so on that day, his children, sent their father off at the train station.
那回到家以后他这个孩子就要他妈妈快点弄肥皂弄水好好给他们洗一洗。
And so that day, the mother washed him with lots of soap and water.
他给他洗脸、洗手、穿干净的衣服。
And so then the mother washed their face, their hands, and gave them clean clothes to wear.
因为他爸爸没有说什么时候回来。
Because the father said, didn't say when he would return.
所以他每天这孩子都要洗手、洗脸、穿干净的衣服，好叫下午就能够到火车站去接他爸爸。
So each day, the boys and girls would wash their hands and their face and wear clean clothes to be prepared.
孩子就天天是这样。
Every day they were like that.
一直等到他父亲回来。
And they were like that until the day of their father's return.
所以这个妈妈就跟这个他的就跟他说了。
And so the mom said to them.
他说这段时间呢，从来没有看见你的孩子啊，对肥皂、对水有这么大的兴趣的。
And so at that time, she said to the husband that during this time she's never seen them have so much interest in soap and water.
因为他要这个孩子，希望他们能够干干净净的去把他父亲迎接回来。
Because she wanted them to be clean before they came to picked up their father.
所以我们也是这样的同样情况。
And so in the same way, we're in the same situation.
主要回来。
The Lord is returning.
我们要预备。
And we need to prepare.
天天要预备。
Daily.
我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
We need to live a life of holiness.
保罗在第四章的前半章里头。
Paul mentions in the first half of chapter 4.
他说为什么要过一个圣洁的生活。
Why we need to live a life of holiness.
第二节说。
In verse 2 it says.
他说你们原晓得我们凭着主耶稣传给你们什么命令。
For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus.
他说这个是个命令。
And this is a commandment.
命令就是你必须要遵守的。
A commandment is something that you must do.
不是你可以也不可以的事情。
It's not whether you can or cannot.
那是你必须要遵行的命令。
But it's something that you must obey.
什么命令呢？
And what is this commandment?
第三节说。
Verse 3 it tells us.
他说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
That this is the will of God, your sanctification.
这个命令就是神的旨意。
And this is the will of God.
不是神愿意这样，不但是神愿意。
It's not something that God just is willing to do.
神乃是一个命令。
But it is a command.
所以过个圣洁生活是神的命令。
So to live a life of holiness is a command.
而且是要远避淫行。
And that should abstain from sexual immorality.
这个不但是讲到在身体上的淫乱。
So this does not only mention about the sexual, the bodily uncleanness.
而且也讲到我们灵性的淫乱。
But it also talks about spiritual immorality.
这灵性的淫乱就是你在主以外，你还有所贪爱的。
And so that in your spirit, other than the Lord, you have other loves.
这就是淫乱。
So this is immorality.
所以在旧约的时候，这个神常常借着先知来责备以色列人。
And so in the Old Testament times, God would send his prophets to rebuke the children of Israel.
你们是就是神耶和华娶你们作为妻子的。
And say that the Jehovah, your Lord, your God, has taken you as his wife.
你们是耶和华的妻子。
And you are the wife.
但是你们却爱了别人。
Yet you go and you love others.
这就是淫乱。
This is immorality.
当然在身体上的淫乱更是绝对要避免的。
And of course we should abstain from bodily sexual immorality.
所以我们要知道这是神的命令。
So we need to understand that this is the command of God.
必须要这个遵行的。
That we must obey this.
第二点的话要记住自己这个尊贵的身份。
And the second point is to know that you have a vessel.
他说要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵。
And says that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
他说我们要记住我们是有一个基督徒是一个尊贵的身份的。
So that we need to know that we as Christians have this precious identity.
我们不但要知道耶稣是谁，神是谁。
Not only do we know who God is or Jesus is.
我们还要知道我们是谁。
But we need to know who we are.
我们在没有信主以前，我们是罪人。
Before we believe in the Lord, we are sinners.
我们信主以后呢，我们的身份主把我们提高了。
So after we have believed in the Lord, God has elevated our status.
所以彼得说，我们是被拣选的族类。
And so that we are the chosen people of God.
我们是君尊的祭司。
And we are a holy priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy people.
是属神的子民。
And we are the people of God.
我们是有尊贵的身份。
We have this precious identity.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我记得有一个故事讲到在法国的时候一些这个人背叛了国王，把国王给推翻了。
And so I heard a story about how in France that these kings that were overturned.
他不但是把国王推翻了，还要他国王的儿子啊也来背叛他的父亲。
And so not only did they mutinize against the king, but they also got the son to do the same.
这孩子也很小。
And so the child was very young.
所以他就说怎么能够来破坏来败坏这个孩子呢
？So they thought of ways of how to corrupt this young child.
他就说要让他去做一些坏事情。
And so it allowed the child to do many bad things.
所以就叫跟他跟一些坏人住在一起。
And so put him with very bad people.
但是这个孩子常记得我是一个王子。
But this child always remembered that he is a prince.
他不能够跟这些人做同样的事情。
He's not able to do the same thing as these people.
他记住自己是个尊贵的身份。
He remembers and recognizes his precious identity.
所以我们也是同样的。
And so we need to be the same.
当我们有这样一个坏的念头的时候。
And so when we see this bad side of things.
我们要想到我们是神的儿女，是尊贵的儿女。
We need to understand that we are God's children and we are precious.
那第三个呢？第五节所提到的。
And so in verse 5 it tells us.
他说不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
That we should not be in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
意思就是我们的生活不能像学外邦人一样。
Basically, it means that our lifestyle should not be like those of the Gentiles.
就是那些还没信主的。
Like those who have not yet believed in the Lord.
他们可以这样做。
They are able to do that.
但是我们不能这样。
But we are unable to.
他们觉得这个做是大家都是一样的。
And they feel like, well, everyone's like that.
但是我们知道，我们是神的儿女，我们不能够像他们一样。
But we know that we are God's children. We cannot be like them.
第六节还说。
Verse 6 it tells us.
在下半节说。
Latter half of the verse.
他说因为这一类的事主必报应。
Because the Lord is the avenger of all such.
Lawyer avenger.
The Lord is the avenger.
你不要想你做的东西神看不见。
Do not think that because you have done something, God does not see it.
神有报应。
But God is the avenger.
神要管教你。
He wants to teach you.
神都看见了。
Whatever he sees.
那么在下面我们看见第八节
So we see in verse 8
他说所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神
It says therefore he who rejects us does not reject man but God who has also given us his Holy Spirit
他说要成为圣洁是神的命令
He recognizes that being holy is God's commandment
也是神呼召我们不要沾染这些污秽
It's also God is telling us not to be touching this corruption.
如果我们拒绝这样的命令
But if we reject this commandment,
他说你不是拒绝人
He says you're not rejecting man.
你是拒绝这位神
But this God.
这是神的命令
This is God's commandment.
如果你拒绝神，神已经把圣灵赐给你，住在你的心里了
Because if you reject God, He has given you His Holy Spirit.
圣灵在你的里头。
And this Holy Spirit is in you.
神赐给你的圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit that God has given to you.
你这样做的话，是叫圣灵在里头为你担忧。
If you do this, you cause the Spirit to grieve in you.
保罗还提到。
Paul also mentions.
过一个圣洁的生活，就不是跟没有信主的人以前。你所做的那个生活的方式。
And so, living a life of holiness means that you do not do what the other Gentiles have been doing, or your past lifestyle.
所以在第十一节。
So in verse 11.
保罗就提到有几样的事情。
Paul mentions several things.
他说你要立志做个安静人。
He said that you need to aspire to lead a quiet life.
这个安静人就是你要 安安静静的在神的面前。
And so, a quiet life is that you're living quietly before God.
不是一定要别人知道你怎么做。
And it's not necessary that others know what you're doing.
不是就故意去宣扬你这个做的是什么。
It's not to broadcast the things that you do.
因为世界上的人呢，都是喜欢别人知道我是一个怎么样的人。
Because the people of this world love to tell others about what kind of person they are.
知道我多么的有才干，多么的有本事。
To tell them how talented and how capable they are.
他说你要做一个安静人。
But he says that you should aspire to lead a quiet life.
还有呢，你要亲手做工。
And so it says that you should be working with your own hands.
不是靠生活上，不是靠别人来救济你。
And so it is not in your life that you would require assistance from others.
当你有碰到困难，碰到你自己有困难的时候，别人应该来帮助你的。
And of course, when you face difficulties, others should be helping you.
但是在一般的情况，你还是应该自己来做工，来养活你自己。
But in most occasions, you should be working with your own hands and being sufficient to support yourself.
而且你要办自己的事情。
And also, you need to mind your own business.
你要管你自己的事情。
You should mind your own business.
不要去干预别人。
And so, should not be minding other people's business.
因为世上的人常常是自己做不好，还要去管别人。
And because some people they are not able to do well themselves, and yet they're still minding other people's business.
所以他说你要立志做安静人。
And so it says that you should also aspire to lead a quiet life.
办自己的事。
To mind your own business,
亲手的做工
and to work with your own hands.
这就说到我们要过一个不一样的，跟别人不一样的一个生活的方式。
And so we should be living a life that is uncommon, to others.
这就是一个过一个圣洁生活。
So this is what it means to live a life of holiness.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们生活在这个时代
，We live in this era.
外头有很多的东西。会来影响我们
and there are many things externally that tempt us
会进到我们的思想
and that this will enter into our thinking
进到我们的眼睛
and enter through our eyes
我们听到从耳朵进来
and the things that we hear
我们实在是处在一个很危险的一个环境当中
and we are truly living in a dangerous environment
但愿主恩待我们
may the Lord have mercy upon us
我们能够过一个圣洁的生活
that we may live a life of holiness
好叫主再来的时候
so that upon the Lord's coming
我们可以在他面前成为圣洁无可责备
and that we would be blameless and holy
我们感谢主
and we thank the Lord
我们就交通到这里
we'll finish our fellowship
我们低头一同祷告
let us bow our heads and pray
主啊我们读到你这些话
Lord when we read your word
我们实在知道我们有很多的亏欠
we truly know how much we lack
我们够不上你所给我们的这些的要求
and we cannot keep up with the demands you have of us
求你恩待我们
Lord may you have mercy on us
怜悯我跟我们的弟兄姊妹
have mercy on me and my brothers and sisters
就是愿意你再来的时候
And that when you come again,
我们都能够站立在你的面前
that we are able to stand before you,
能够成为圣洁，没有责备
and that we can be holy and blameless.
求你祝福你的儿女们
May you bless your children.
保守我们在这个世代当中能够做光做盐
and to keep us in this world that we would be the light and the salt.
等候你的再来
that we would wait for your coming.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.